This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Fan presents Monday Morning Quarterback with Norris, Long, Khan, and Preston.
Hey, let's do something right now. Let's set the tone right now.
105.7 The Fan.
Lamar Jackson pitches it to Henry, and Henry goes to the end zone. He's in. Touchdown, Ravens. 2:36 to play in the fourth quarter. Derrick Henry with his 99th career touchdown, rushing touchdown, ties this game at 23.
Be comfortable, he can make that, but 30 would be nice.
He overthrows his receiver, and it's dropped by Kyle Hamilton. He had it, and as he stumbled to the ground, he lost it. Winston going for it all for the end zone for Tillman. He's got it! Play clock is down to 7. Jackson takes the snap. Last play of the game. Jackson avoids the rush. Jackson still in trouble. Gives himself some time. Directs traffic. Pumps away. Throws to the end zone. It's up for grabs. Incomplete! The Browns have won the ball game.
Browns win 29-24 over the Ravens. And Ed Norris, the defense literally giving up 401 yards, could not get off the field.
Cooking off the field, and of course, I said this Friday, my fear is sometimes they play down to the competition. The Browns have not scored more than 18 points in any game this season, and the Ravens allowed this. They couldn't get off the field. They couldn't stop them. Jameis Winston looked like Joe Montana. It was ridiculous.
Watch your tongue.
Do you know in the past 2 years, the Browns have only thrown for over 300 yards, I think, 7 times? 6 by Flacco and 1 by Winston. I mean, come on. It's crazy, man.
The game of missed opportunities, Jeremy Kahn.
Drop? Yeah, I mean, you had every opportunity.
He threw 4 interceptions that weren't caught.
Exactly. It's funny because, like, everybody's praising Jameis Winston.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
that's what he
threw
does.
4 interceptions that weren't caught.
That's what he does. Look, he in his mind, he had a good game. Let's wait till next week to see how it looks. But to be fair, you know, like, I know Kyle Hamilton's going to beat himself up. You think about that last one more than the rest just because that would have sealed the
game.
He hits 39. What's his name for us? 39. I can't think of his name right now.
You're talking about Jackson.
Jackson. He hit right in his chest.
Yeah.
Right in the chest. That's why these guys play defense. Big game for Zay Flowers, Ed.
It was a big game, and it was nice to see because he would have had a bigger game, actually. It wouldn't overthrow him, but he did have a big game. He's truly, I think, Commissioner Obvious here, established himself as the number one receiver now. He is exactly what you would hope he'd be. I was a little, concerned about his stature and all that, but 115 yards, 16 a carry on 7 receptions. I thought he looked great. And he utilized him in other ways as well.
Questionable short yardage play calling, Jeremy.
Yeah, I mean, look, a lot of us are sitting here wondering why you look at a player like Derrick Henry only gets a handful of touches
11,
here.
Yeah.
And one of them was in a wildcat down near the goal line, which is like, I don't have an issue with
I'm
the
awful,
wildcat.
I'm all for going for it, fourth down. I said that. I thought it was I love the decision, but man, you got to get big fella in the game, put Lamar Jackson on the field under center. It seems like to me you're eliminating your weapons by taking Lamar Jackson out of the play, out of the possibility. Put Lamar in the center, put your big fella
Absolutely
moving,
are.
And you run behind him. I love the decision, hate the call.
Yeah, and again, I'm one of those guys, I don't have a problem with it when they go for it on fourth down. I don't like when it's Dan Campbell and fourth down comes up and it's like, yeah, we're going for it. You didn't hear how long we have, how far it is. We're going for it. Like, there has to be a give and take to it and a feel. Like, at the beginning of the game, yeah. I like taking the field goal there.
I agree with that. I also agree with what Rob said, though, because it's not so much that I don't mind being aggressive.
Right.
But don't change what you do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
also, why do you put your tight end on the center?
Your third string tight end, you have the best running back in football. Why would you do that?
Every quarterback knows you can't bounce your head to draw defense offside, but he's not a quarterback.
He's not a quarterback. In fairness to him, he's not a quarterback. So I know, not casting shade on Kohler. Like him a lot. He's your third string tight end. You have Derrick Henry. What are you thinking?
Yeah, yeah.
Why do you do this all the time?
It's too cute.
Like, yeah.
Way too cute. Hey, Ed, have you changed your mind about this football team?
No.
They're still the best team in the NFL?
The best offensive team.
Well, they were the best team last week, according to all of us. Yeah. It's not throwing you under the bus. According to all of us, they were.
No, I still think they have the best roster in the league. I'm really getting concerned about the coaching. Because
it was early.
You got the same people on the team you had last year, except for Patrick Queen, really. And actually better. You got Williams back, and something's up. Where the middle of the field is wide open. The secondary looks confused.
Clowney's gone, too, but that's not the middle of the field.
Yeah, I mean, Clowney's gone, too.
I think some of the Clowney stuff's affecting Matt Ibike, because he's not getting where he should be.
See, here's my problem, Jeremy. None of the stars, other than Kyle Hamilton, are really playing up to their capability. You could say it's Clowney, and that's a possibility. I'm not saying that's not a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
But is Clowney affecting Roquan Smith? Is Clowney, to me, there are too many guys not having typical years. When that happens, I look at scheme.
I still understand the scheme of the defense going back to when they faced the Chiefs when Rashee Rice was healthy. You had Roquan Smith on their best receiver just because he comes out of the slot. Like, how? And not just once or twice, a handful of times.
It's almost as if you can't scheme out of that. Well, when this happens, let's do this. Yes, Clowney's a possibility. I'm not throwing that out there. That's a possibility. But to me, it's too many defensive players, Ed, who are productive players who are not being themselves right now.
Yeah. But again, I don't know if it's the players or they're not being put into position. Because to me, this has been noticeable where, you know, you're talking about season's half over now. These guys, very often, a particular secondary, they just look confused. And I think also the fact they can't seem to cover running back out of the backfield. Again, who are you putting on these running backs?
Yeah.
I mean, to me, the only choice you have is Simpson, if you don't have a member of the deep secondary, because Simpson can run with a running back. But I don't see it, and I see a lot of confusion. I see delay, and guys not looking back for football. The dropped interceptions, I can't explain.
Well, the touchdown to...
that's why they're defensive back.
Yeah, you're right. But the touchdown pass they threw to Njoku.
Yeah.
Turn your head around and hit you in the chest.
Yeah.
Just turn your head around, man.
I thought that was just a great play by Njoku.
It was. Unless you turn your head around. But if you turn your head around.
I don't mind losing a 50-50, but do what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Like, turn around. You can't just do that.
Every now and then I get a little... sorry. I thought that's where we were going.
You knew that's not where we were going.
Okay.
Take a look at our quarterback, Lamar Jackson, at 6:30, but on the other side, 3 and out right here on The Fan.
3 and out.
6:15 in the a.m., time for 3 and out. Ed Norris, who's your up?
Hey, my up is going to go to Lamar Jackson. I mean, even in a loss, that guy is just, he's next level, man. He really is. I know people are going to point out he overthrew somebody deep and, you know.
I feel the game has just slowed down for him so much,
he's,
man.
He's in the Matrix.
Yes, he's like just watch. He's watching
the
game.
Keanu Reeves. It's like, yeah.
How about the play? And they were talking about it so much when he's going to the sideline and he leaps up and you see like three. It was like the three.
He jumps out of them.
Yeah.
They all ran into each other and he's walking by them.
It's
like an action movie.
He's a very different football player in the history of the game. I don't care what era you're talking about. So I'm certainly going to give him an up.
Who's your down?
My down is the defense. I'm sorry. I just, for a lot of reasons, it's just, you know, this game should have been put away. This is a team that shouldn't be on there. You lose to a 1-6 team, and the middle of the field guy was constantly wide open. They look confused at times. I just don't know what's going on with the defense, and I can't figure it out because it's essentially the same defense as last year, personnel-wise. You've got studs, stars. I don't know what's going on, but boy, things are looking bleak on defense.
Jeremy Cobb, who's your up?
My up is Zay Flowers. Look, each and every week, the guy just goes out there.
Takes another step, doesn't he?
Yeah, he looks better and better. And the thing is, I think he's going to put up maybe the best season for a Ravens wide receiver if he stays healthy the rest of the year. It's pretty incredible watching him. And then the stop and go. A lot of things to like about Zay. Had a pretty big day.
She's down.
My down are the safeties. I mean, you can throw all the defensive backs in there, but like we kept seeing it. Safeties turning around. Poor Jackson was like, it was like a pitcher that's giving up home runs that has a neck injury the next game because he's turning around. What the hell happened? You're watching him back there, and he looked just lost. And then, of course, we've talked about some of the other guys, Marcus Williams and the benching, all that. It's just, I don't know what's going on with this team. We thought that was going to be a strength, and it's clearly not.
My up, the drive that gave the Ravens the lead before the Kyle Hamilton dropped interception, that was a drive. Lamar Jackson, you gave him your up, just looked to be in such control. He got the ball pinned to his own end zone and just making play after play after play. The run that he had, dropped back, avoided a couple of tackles and saw the middle open up and said, you know what, I just go. Picked up 20 yards on his own. He just, you said it, that drive just, that's not a Ravens offense. You know, we're not used to seeing that where we can just pick you apart at any given time. We had a chance to win the game at the end with less than a minute left, marching downfield with one time out. He still had a chance. It's just, that you know, you watch that and it gives you some hope moving forward that this team can get it done offensively. You know it. But as you said, am I down? Just the drop interceptions, this one included by Eddie Jackson.
Yeah, I feel like it's just not making those plays when they come to us, man. It's simple as that. We just got to make them. You know, it's no big theory behind it. It's just in the funk right now. We got to get out of because, you know, a lot of those is big game-changing plays if we make those. So
many drives could have been ended. Just catch the ball, man. Just catch the ball.
Yeah, I mean, you can joke about it all you want. That's not what it works. You got to catch the ball.
I think the Bateman catch is a little bit tougher than what people are making.
No, I'm not even worried about him. I think that ball was in the sun.
I do, too.
I'm going to give you an example. When they were kicking field goals at that end, how many times did you lose the ball? I didn't know Tucker missed. I lost the ball. I lost it. I'm watching it on television, and I'm like, did he miss? Because I lost the ball the way the sun was. So I'm not someone who I was watching. You're a pro receiver. You know, you can't get blinded by the sun. Really?
Oh, come on.
Really?
Eddie, why are you falling down, though? Why?
Lost the ball. He was trying to track the ball.
The sun made him trip?
Well, he's trying to track the ball.
I mean, but
that's an awful question to ask because, like, that's a broken down play.
That's the second time this season, though, that he's had a deep ball and a broken play like that where he's fallen down.
Well, he's turning to go another way.
And he can't find the ball. Outfielders lose the ball in the sun.
It's the reason why.
Outfielders lose the ball in the sun and drop to their knees. They can't find the ball.
You will accept that.
I will not eat that cup.
You will eat that cup.
Let's go to Corey in Baltimore. What's up, Corey?
What's happening, fellas? Good morning.
Man. What's wrong with you?
Now, I sat there and told y'all Wednesday when I talked to y'all. Y'all was concerned about the Broncos and the Chargers. You know, y'all division play each other the hardest, man. Y'all will break each other's damn neck. But what I wanted to do, I wanted to shake the sugar honey iced tea out of Todd Monken with that 4th-and-2 and got your big boy, the big horse. And a wildcat, like what's up?
That's
with that,
dumb, bro? Man. Put like, your fullback, put your fullback in the game and run behind him.
I'm not even a Ravens fan, man. But it's like I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Like, man, get that man in that end zone. But the play that really broke me was your boy Bateman, man, wide open like that. He dropped 2 balls yesterday that was really crucial. I don't know what you guys are gonna do, man, but. Keep y'all here.
I think the one going over the middle, Corey, was a drop. The deep ball. Man, you lose the ball in the sun. Yeah.
Like, this used to be said all the time, too, when a defensive player makes a play. Like, both guys are out there trying. They're world-class athletes when things are going on. And you look at the breakdown of this, and anytime a play breaks down, if you're watching, like, Jaden Daniels yesterday on that Hail Mary, and you get to see, like, he's constantly moving. You're constantly moving the direction you're going in. How many times have we seen Lamar roll right? Even the touchdown that he threw, He's pointing back across his body, telling somewhere to go. He's done it to Likely a couple times. Go that way. Points back. Boom. There's that touchdown.
Let me ask you, did you track the Colts game yesterday, either of you?
I watched some of it.
Your thoughts on Anthony? There's been a lot of talk. Anthony Richardson taking himself out of the game.
He said he was tired.
He was tired.
I mean, he does run a lot, but he said he was tired.
Tired?
I thought he was hurt. They're like, oh, man.
Here's the quote, Ant. I was tired. I ain't going to lie. There's a lot of running right there. I didn't think I was going to be able to go that next play. So I told Shane, the coach, I just needed a break right there.
I'm calling timeout and faking
I don't think I've ever seen a quarterback. And as he was coming out of the game, man, he was to the sidelines. He was tapping his helmet. Basically, let you know, hey, I'm not injured. I need a blow. Quarterbacks, the backup quarterback doesn't sit on the sidelines ready to come in because the only time he comes in normally is injury. He's giving some throws. Some throws. You know what I mean? He always gives some time to throw because the starting quarterback is on the ground or whatever. You just bring the man in the game.
Are we talking about Anthony Richardson?
The quarterback.
Yeah.
He's 22.
He's tired, though.
Nobody's tired at 22.
I'm tired.
22. That's not even possible.
Again, I thought he was hurt. The announcers thought he was hurt. It's like, oh, Richardson's going out of the game.
No, he
wonder what this is.
He needed to play out.
Wind. It's wind.
Wow.
Conditioning.
Let's go to Sean in Baltimore. What's up, Sean?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Rob. Commissioner.
Good morning, man. How you doing, man?
All right. Hey, I got a question for y'all, Rob. Man, I just want to know, I know Commissioner talking about the defense, how horrible the defense. Do y'all think that we missed Patrick Queen right now? And what do you think Roquan plays? Has he fell off? Has he fallen off? And
I
take your ass off the
head. I think no. I don't miss Patrick Queen.
That's Steeler fans.
Yeah.
I miss Clowney more than Queen.
Yeah, exactly. I don't miss Patrick Queen. I think Roquan, your question, Sean, is an example of I'm still blaming scheme, man. You got too many players not playing up to their capability. Kyle Hamilton gets numbers, but he's not the Kyle Hamilton that he was last year. He gets numbers. He does things because he's just a phenomenal athlete.
Yeah, he still hits.
Yeah, but I don't think he's the presence that he was last year. I think he makes some plays on his own. But you just don't see the defense as a whole with the individuals being schemed up, in my opinion. I think it's scheme. I'm sorry. And I know or listens to sports talk radio and follows people on Twitter. I'm sorry, man. I like you, but
I'm with you. I think I totally believe this is a scheme. I just do. Like, I can't believe these guys just have gotten how to play football.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's – well, I mean, we can sit here and say it's scheme. I just – going back to it and until I see differently, I just think the guy you had last year was special.
I do too, but that's scheme.
Yeah. Again, can you –
Oh, you mean – it's not so much an indictment on the current DC as it is
what he was doing last year.
Okay.
Yeah, because we went in last year going, I can't believe he's doing it with this group. Geno Stone has how many interceptions?
Yeah. But you look at how bad, I mean, aside from our woes here, the Bears yesterday. That was all. They lost that game because of the coaches. Because you have these guys, you have your cornerbacks 12 yards off. Like, what are you thinking? Seriously. Yeah.
It's crazy. How about the one Bears player was back there talking trash?
Yeah, and then he's the one that tipped the ball to the end zone. Bite me at 7 o'clock, so but on the other side, we'll take a look at our quarterback, Lamar Jackson, his game yesterday on The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jackson's going to get it.
Two.
Jackson throws.
Three.
Deep ball.
One.
Touchdown, Baltimore.
How did Baltimore's top signal caller perform?
Like you said, you know, every loss is frustrating. Yeah, because we've been doing so good. You know, offensive side of the ball, defensive side of the ball. We just been putting points on the board, keeping teams out of the end zone. We just got to play better. You know, we wasn't converting on third down, obviously, you know. We got to do a better job at that. Sometimes we got a couple penalties here and there, push us back further, back or something like that. We just got to do a better job at withstanding that.
23 of 38, 289, two touchdowns, 101.8 rating, passer rating. He also ran the football eight times for 46 yards, Lamar Jackson. Performance yesterday, again, Ed, the guy's just a franchise quarterback. I mean, that's however you want to label him, categorize him, doesn't matter. He's definitely a franchise quarterback. He just looks in such control now of this offense.
Yeah, he really does look like everything's slowed. It's like these guys at that level, whatever sport it is, it's like when Machado started becoming who he is.
Right.
Everything looked too easy for him. When people, I thought he was lazy. I just think he knew what he could do. So he would hold the ball for 2 seconds because he knew he had a rifle he was going to throw you out anyway. Lamar's like that. Everything seems, it's slow motion for him. You see defenders chasing him, and he's clearly not harried by this at all. He just, okay.
What about the last play where he avoided one tackler, then he did a head fake, had the other guy fly out of the way, then another guy was coming his way, he just kind of pump fakes and lets him go by, then makes the throw. All of this for the throw.
I think he gets all that done when the offensive line gives him a second. And I'm not even talking like a lot of time to analyze the field. Like he goes through his progressions fairly well. And when things break down, he starts identifying guys down the field that he wants to go to. And he'll start pointing fingers. Like when the pass rush gets to him right away, sometimes he can step through it. But, you know, there at other times you're watching him and exactly what you're talking about. It looks like he's playing at a different speed than everyone else. Or at least got him slowed down a bit. It's just crazy.
Yeah. I thought his performance yesterday, good enough to win. Ravens didn't get the win, however. Did get sacked 3 times for a loss of 26 yards. 24 points by this Baltimore Ravens team, which is kind of under what you expect them to do. Point total. He also missed, I think you pointed out, Ed, Zay Flowers. I was talking to some friends of mine. Zay Flowers, when he first ran that route, if you notice, every other ball that Lamar Jackson threw him after that, he put it on him. He didn't lead him.
Mm-hmm.
And when Zay ran that route, if you watch the replay on that, it looked as if Zay was expecting Lamar to throw it on him. Lamar led him because he didn't turn it on until the ball went up in the air. So I think there was probably a miscommunication on that.
Absolutely.
Because every other ball that was deep, he put it on him. He didn't lead him. It was wide open.
Yeah. He also has this knack. Yeah, watch him when he does the instep. Meaning, if he's rolling right, he'll do that little instep to the left like he's going to go, pause for a second, and break out while your momentum's going. The stop and go for him is just fantastic. And even watch, I like when the one play broke down and they were clearly in man-to-man, he just took off. And you're like, okay, he's running for daylight. He tried to get all he could and eventually dives head first. But, yeah, look, I don't have a lot of bad things to say about Lamar and yesterday's game. It's one of those weird things. You come away after having all these wins in a row and you lose to an inferior opponent. Yeah, you feel like crap now because you look around the league and you have the same record as teams that you didn't think were good.
5-3. Big difference. 5-3. Oh, 5-3 makes you wake up thinking, man, now we're chasing again.
And now the Steelers are in first place headed into the night against the Giants.
Exactly. But this league is bipolar.
Yeah.
They can lose tonight to the Giants.
Hey, look, the league's been drunk, man. And I'm not just saying that because I can't pick a damn game to save my life the past 3 weeks. This has been just watching the games. Like, you'll see a team jump out to a 10-0 lead, and it's like they forgot how to play football. Going, what's happening now?
Yeah, you saw that with the Dolphins yesterday.
The Dolphins, the Bengals jumped out to an early lead with the Jamar Chase touchdown.
They did.
And then they said, oh, is that enough? No, no, no. They're going to score 38. You might want to score more because your defense is atrocious.
Yeah.
A lot of 6-2 teams.
Yeah. Ravens have 5-3. The Bills. Beat the Bills, and now they're still back in front of you because
the Texans 6-2. The Chiefs, of course, 7-0. Commanders, Lions, Packers. All 6-2.
You beat the Commanders. The team that you beat are now, I know it's the NFC, but ahead of you now.
Yeah.
By the way, the Commanders game, there's never been a better finish, more exciting finish for a boring game.
Mm-hmm.
The last two possessions, the Bears possession and then the Commanders possession. If you just watched those two possessions, you would have thought that was an exciting game. It wasn't.
Let me tell you, that kid, he could throw a deep pass. Like, that's not common.
That's with bad ribs.
Yeah, that's not common.
Yeah, because, well, the Hail Mary was short of the end zone, but it's
still
it
68 yards in the air.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I mean, besides that, though, when he's got receivers open, like, forgetting that, he drops it, like, in the basket, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 50, 60 yards downfield. He's going to be really good.
Let's go to Baltimore and get Rashawn. What's up, man?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Morning.
Good morning.
Man, tough loss, man. We beat ourselves again, man.
Why are your cornerbacks acting like bitches, man? Trayvon Diggs going after a media member for saying, what is Trayvon Diggs doing on this play? And he comes out and says, you ain't me. You can't be me. He's like, yeah, if I was, I'd be playing in the NFL, not writing stories about your sorry ass.
I mean, people got to watch what they say on Twitter, man. You know, they get confronted, man. The Cowboys players getting tired of all this. People running off behind their backs and all that stuff, and we confront you, man.
He's not we. What do you mean we? You're out there confronting too? What do you
mean? I mean, not we. I mean,
talking about chokes fans at baseball games. So,
we.
Who took that picture of you and Trippy?
They had it.
They had it timed up. Did you have it timed up? Do you have your camera on a timer?
No, man. It was from a video. It was a still, though, man.
Okay. That looks like a movie poster. It's hilarious. It's so honest.
Hey, I'll pick your trip. I hope you make it back in Cleveland, from Cleveland One Piece, man. I know he was pissed off.
He went to Cleveland?
Yeah, he drove up there, man, to see that disaster. They should have left that Eddie Jackson guy up there, too, man. You know, where the hell did he come from? You know, hopefully Marlon and Nate back next week, man. He was getting scorched. He couldn't catch nothing. And then you had Todd Monken, man, with these trick plays he's trying to call, man. Just run the regular play, man. Just get the ball, hand the ball off to Henry up the middle. You know, and then everything that went wrong could go wrong, man. Bateman dropping passes. I don't know if it was the sun in his eyes or he lost his footing. Man, it was just terrible all around, man.
I think it was a little bit of everything with Bateman. But the other part of this, too, I think everything stems from that first drive. You make that drive down the field and come away with nothing. And again, like, it's not a matter of going for it on fourth down or not, but on the road.
I love the call. I love the decision. I don't like the play.
See, I didn't like the decision there because I want to get points on the road, because if you do get stopped, now you're giving this stadium life. They're back into it. You take something away from it, get away with three. It's fine.
You don't like going for it?
I can't
believe that.
I didn't like going for it in that situation.
I can't believe
I would have taken the points and start the game. Hey,
check him, see if he has a temperature, fever.
He's a different person.
Yeah, no
things
doubt.
Are pissing him off.
Oh, my God.
Not used to this.
Bite me at 7 o'clock, but around NFL up next right here on The Fan.
Around the NFL.
We go around the National Football League. Yesterday's games, 13 of them. Let's start off with the Eagles. Bengals at North.
Yeah, got this one. Let's go. I'm not going to start with this. How many I got wrong? Yeah. Jalen Hurts had a good day. He had a great 45-yard touchdown pass to Smith. Saquon Barkley had over 100 yards on the ground. The Eagles, there's not much to say here. The Bengals look terrible. I don't know. I thought they'd come back. I thought they'd beat this team. Maybe the Bengals are going to really just have a terrible season. I mean, right now they're 3-5. And they got drubbed, lost by 20 points yesterday, 37-17.
What about the Lions?
Lions, they won big. If you look at the score, 52-14, like, whoa, that offense was killer. Really wasn't. I mean, Jahmyr Gibbs had a big day. This guy is something else. I've always been a David Montgomery fan, but Gibbs had another big, big day. 11 carries, 127 yards. That's 11 and a half yards a carry, folks. Touchdown, 70-yard run. He's like lightning. I love watching this kid run. But Goff, he threw for 85 yards. That's it. And that's when you take off the sacks at 61 yards. However, he threw for three touchdowns. They also had a punt return for a touchdown, a 72-yard kickoff return, and two picks. So they did it in a different way than you used to. They just they completely annihilated the Titans. But really, it was defense and special teams.
Cardinals came back against the Dolphins.
Yeah, this game was like, I didn't know what to think going in. I don't know what to think going out. I mean, the Cardinals won. Second week in a row that they've actually won on a last-second field goal. You know, Chad Ryland, it's his second, you know, win at the buzzer. They win 28-27. It's kind of a, I thought it was kind of a boring game, but, you know, they did win on a last-second walk-off field goal.
Patriots-Jets.
Yeah, this is just, as is, they're in a dark place, and Rodgers said you got to get comfortable with the dark. I've been in the dark. You got to make friends with the dark. Well, you better get them all up to that cabin. This is the first home win for the Patriots in over a year. That's a terrible football team. Terrible football team.
Falcons,
and
Bucks.
Just, well, Falcons are actually pretty good. The Buccaneers down, obviously, the two receivers. Mayfield still threw 330 yards, three TDs. He had a good day. But, you know, the Falcons won 31-26. So, what can you say? They take control of the division.
And, of course, the Packers-Jags.
Packers, they are better than I thought. They're 6-2 right now. Obviously having a good season. Win 30-27 over the Jags. I'm really surprised that that division is so strong. That includes the Packers. The Lions, I expected. The Packers, the Vikings, even the Bears, despite their loss yesterday, are pretty damn good. But, yeah, they win again.
Texans 6-2 now, Jeremy.
Yeah, they get it done against the Colts. It's kind of an ugly game back and forth. That's the game we were talking about with Anthony Richardson subbing himself out because he got tired. Interesting game, though. Jonathan Taylor back for the Colts is good news for them, but they can't pull out a win. Texans still look good. Stephon Diggs got hurt late. See what he looks like the rest of this week, but I think it'll be all right.
How bad are the Saints?
Oh, they bad. They real bad.
Don't they and look, start team?
They are. They started up. Now they're down. The problem with this game, and if you didn't see it, Bradley Bozeman, hats off to you, man, is their quarterback gets taken down, Justin Herbert, and the defensive lineman is like bending his ankle and twisting it for some reason. And here comes Bozeman out of nowhere, just levels this guy. Get the hell off my quarterback.
Good.
I don't know why they both get a flag, and I understand he's not supposed, but you guys aren't stopping him from doing it.
Right,
so
great.
What if he kept doing it and then he breaks his ankle, or, you know, he comes out of the game because he twists it? Just crazy.
Reminds me of when Jensen ripped off Alonzo's helmet and because he was doing the same thing to Flacco, and Jensen almost murdered him.
Bills announced their presence with authority.
Yeah, I was. This was one I liked Seattle in this game, and they went home and just absolutely laid an egg. Give a bunch of credit to the Bills for getting it done. It looks like Keon Coleman's starting to figure it out. So with Amari Cooper's just making it easier on him because he's taking away a lot of that stress. But the Bills looked really good yesterday on the road.
Big day for Bo Nix.
Yeah, the Broncos getting it done against the Panthers. Panthers are the worst team in the league. Worst defense. I'd have to look at it and see if they have the worst offense. But there's some other teams that are probably in the running, like the Patriots. But when you look at this game, Bo Nix got it done. This Broncos team, they got the same record as the Ravens right now. I thought they'd have the worst record in the league. And here we go. They pick up a couple road wins, even when Bo Nix wasn't playing well. Broncos defense is legit.
And Travis Kelce gets in the end zone for the first time this year. Seven games.
Did you know it was National Tight Ends Day?
That's what I heard.
I heard it was National Tight Ends Day. Oh, a touchdown was scored by a tight end on National. Shut up, for crying out loud. Enough. God, every time. So National Tight Ends Day. Jesus. Anyway, Kelce getting it done. Cool moment after the game as Travis Kelce and Brock Bowers got together for a jersey swap. Oh, and if you didn't know, this National Tight Ends Day. And I was just telling Ed, I said, I didn't realize how big Travis Kelce is because I know Brock Bowers is a beast.
Mm-hmm.
And when he stood next to him, Kelsey's bigger than him.
Yeah, on National Tight Ends Day.
On National Tight Ends Day. also in that game, Pat Mahomes throws yet another interception. I think he's done that in every single game this year.
And, of course, the crazy game of the day ended something like this.
Four of them at the goal line. They bring three. Daniels backing up. He's just going to have to let one fly. Goes to the right side. Steps away from the defenders. Gives himself some time. Now steps up, fires. Heads towards the end zone. It is
that was courtesy of Commanders Radio.
Settle down,
this is
Beavis.
Crazy.
Settle down.
That's like a grand slam. And that's the end of the World Series.
Yes, go, baby. And flip cup.
And of course, Ed, the prevent defense.
I was so angry at that game. I don't have a dog in the fight, but it's just bad football. I don't know why coaches do this. Since I was a kid, people were making fun of the prevent defense. Yeah, prevent you from winning. It did again. And it wasn't that. Was it Romo pointed out the play before?
Yeah, 10-yard out.
The defensive backs were like 10, 12 yards off.
10, 12?
That was the start before you get into their backpedal. So you're giving up a huge play that sets up the Hail Mary. The Hail Mary is successful because the one guy that's taunting the fans isn't even where he's supposed to be. Sees the ball in the air, runs over, tips it into the hands of a waiting receiver in the end zone. It's like, wow, you gave that game up, coach.
Commanders win 18-15. And Jeremy, Sunday Night Football, the 49ers over the Cowboys.
Yeah, another one of these games where 49ers get it done. Big play by Brock Purdy at the end. Don't know what to think about the Cowboys, and honestly, I don't know what to think about the 49ers. All kinds.
I'm not impressed with either one of those teams walking away.
What did they say? Christian McCaffrey's going to be back after Week 11? Cool. At the beginning of the year, hey, draft him number one overall. Nobody's talking about an injury, and all of a sudden the fantasy drafts are over. It's like, yeah, he's going to miss some time. 10, 11 weeks? Are you kidding me? So I don't know if the league's going to look into that at all, but they keep pumping out running backs. It doesn't matter who they put back there. The guy gets yards, scores touchdowns. So.
Muscles are too big for his ligaments.
Maybe.
Bo Jackson.
Maybe, but Niners plot a big win. Cowboys' first road loss. Sad. Still no home wins. Sad.
Fan reaction at 7:30. Don't go anywhere. On the other side, sound for the post-game press conference of John Harbaugh. This ought to be good. Bite me up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.